Hello and welcome. You are listening to a pre-recorded call of Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And that is yours truly, Michael Wolfeld, staff naturopath with Purium Health Products. The reason this is being recorded is because right now, while you are listening to this, my wife and I are at the Oasis Retreat, helping Dave and Rodney with two weekends that are for the Transformation Winners. And so I know I'm going to actually be meeting some of you while I'm up here that I've talked to on the phone many times, so that's very nice. So anyhow, this call is going to be about a subject that probably gets the second most number of questions after questions regarding our 10-day transformation or fasting and that kind of thing. So the subject of this, and this is not X-rated, but the subject matter is going to cover hormones, libido, and why doesn't it work? Because this question comes up over and over and over again. And it's very confusing for people. You know, things like Viagra and Cialis and the rest of these nonsense products out there, which help people to take care of their erectile dysfunction, if used for a long term, they'll probably kill you. Well, the biggest problem that we have in dealing with this subject is that sex in the United States and throughout the Western world, and sadly around the whole world at this point, we've really infiltrated the entire world with our marketing nonsense. I mean, I think everyone's aware that you can buy McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken on every continent in the world now. And you can find Playboy magazine on every continent of the world. And so it's really a shame that we have brought our nonsense to every corner of the planet. And we're concerned about terrorists. It's rather ironic. While we are terrorizing the world with unhealthy food, unhealthy ideas, and everything else. So much for being on a soapbox. What we're going to discuss right now, this evening, is a better understanding of what's really going on. Because like I said, in our culture, sex is a commodity. It's big dollars. It's marketed. You have sexy cars. We have sexy clothes. We have sexy perfumes. You have sexy plants. I mean, it's amazing where that word has been used as an adjective for almost anything that is being sold. Pretty doggone crazy. I think everyone agrees with that. So first thing we need to go do is explore and discuss what's really going on. The second most powerful instinct in all animals, and we are a member of the animal family. We're highly evolved, obviously. But every creature on the face of planet Earth, the second most powerful instinct is reproduction. I think it makes sense. The first most powerful instinct is survival, self-preservation. So obviously, if number one is self-preservation and number two is reproduction, both of these things make a lot of sense, because obviously if we had no care about whether or not we lived or died, that would be a problem, that you'd have people checking out a lot because, hey, you know, life is stressful. So self-preservation has been imbued in our consciousness. And reproduction, I think, makes total sense, because if there was no desire to reproduce, guess what? the show is over. End of the program. So obviously, these two instincts have to be very, very strong. Now, just because something is strong doesn't mean that it's entertainment. In fact, it's not entertainment. Either one of these things is not entertainment. Deciding to take a life or to not take a life is not a choice that we have. Some people take the choice, but it's not in the cards. We're not supposed to be doing that. And every scripture that's ever been written says that. And the same is true for the concept of reproduction. Reproduction is actually designed for one thing and one thing only, and that is the perpetuation of the species. Nothing else about it. It's not about pleasure. It's not about entertainment. But keep in mind, if you think about it, for a woman especially, who has to go through 9 months of a lot of pain and discomfort and trouble, if nature and the good Lord had not made the sexual act so pleasurable, would anyone do it? Probably not. So obviously, it's understanding that gives us knowledge that we can then use as power. Doesn't do you any good to have information about this if you don't apply it. So applying it is what you really want to do. So let's review Wild Kingdom or some of these other animal shows that I'm sure everyone at one time or another has seen. And I think they're still on. We don't have a TV, but you know, if we travel, sometimes we catch one of these animal shows. And almost invariably, what you will always see on the animal shows is the mating patterns of various species. I think everyone has noticed that. It's pretty common, because it's actually quite interesting, and different animals and different species, you know, mate in different ways. But there's one common denominator for all the animals that are out there, and that is, it's called survival of the fittest. And I'm sure everyone has seen the shows where the males, whether they be bear, polar bears, or wolves, or deer, or elk, or whatever, you will see the males duking it out. And sometimes they fight to the death. But most of the time, they just have a good rumble, and the one that loses basically, you know, tucks his tail and takes off, realizing that, you know, well, I'm not gonna get the females. So nature has put that into the program to ensure that the strongest, healthiest male of that species will then share its sperm with all the females that it's going to mate with, which means that you're going to have good, strong offspring. I think that makes sense. So, if an animal is weakened, it's going to lose the fight, and therefore, it doesn't reproduce. Now, you probably remember that even with humans, there have been stories of, you know, men fighting over the same woman, or similar types of events, and there certainly have been gazillion types of songs and poems written about this occurrence. And so it spills over into humans. But what most people don't realize is that when you are creating a new creature of your own species, a new issue, the amount of energy it takes to produce that new offspring is huge. I mean, not only are we talking DNA and, you know, the riboflavin and all the cofactors that are involved in the actual biological process, but we're also just simply talking about it's a tremendous amount of energy that has to be invested by both parties to create this new offspring. So, doesn't it make sense that if you are in a weakened state, nature is going to ensure the fact that you can't reproduce and create an offspring? Because your offspring probably won't be that strong. And nature always wants to go for the strongest. So, it has been said that, for example, in the male species, every drop of male semen, sexual fluid, is equivalent to 8 or more drops of human blood in terms of energy. And I'm sure anyone who's listening can attest to the fact that unless you are very young, if you have any type of sexual activity, you can feel pretty drained afterwards. And that's because a lot of your life force and energy has left you. And I used to work at a large health food store years ago in Southern California, and we sold lots of bodybuilding products. And you could always spot the young guys that would come in for the bodybuilding stuff, and you always could pretty well predict the ones that were very sexually active because they really didn't look very good. They looked washed out. They looked like they were, you know, hit by a bus. They usually had bad skin. And not only were they looking for the weightlifting products, but they were also looking for products for their sexual prowess tricks. So we always knew which ones were which. And you'll find people that are the most moderate, and even the people that are basically, you know, not doing sex, you'll find that they have bright skin, bright eyes, and they have a lot more energy. Now, this, trust me, folks, I'm not saying that everyone out there needs to become a eunuch. But what I'm saying is that when you find, especially for males or for females, if you find that your libido and your sexual desire has taken a trip south, the answer is not looking for something to stimulate it. The answer lies in asking the question, why is my body run down? I think this makes sense. And the answer always comes to not enough nutrients, too many toxins. You've heard me, you know, sing this song before. See, it applies to everything. Anytime the body is not doing well, you can usually, 99.9% of the time, trace it to poor nutrition and toxicity. And keep in mind, as I've said before, that part of poor nutrition and toxicity is stress, because stress produces toxins, and stress inhibits the body's ability to absorb nutrients. So even if you're eating good things and you're dealing with a lot of stress, it's not going where it needs to go. So in any event, this is, in a nutshell, what is the issue. And it really is that simple. So, you know, many people say to me, okay, you know, can I just, most people that are in Purium, you know that products like Viagra and Cialis and all these other things are not healthy. I mean, that's not rocket science, and if you're smart enough to just read the side effects that are listed in large, far more, I mean, pages sometimes, it becomes obvious that, you know, no one in their right minds would use a product like this. I mean, even, I think even on the Viagra one, it says something like, you know, if you find that you, attain an erection that lasts more than, you know, an hour, you need to, you know, you need to see medical help. Now, anything that does that, that's not normal, that's not healthy. Okay? So, obviously, I think most of us have that kind of understanding. But at the same time, people will just say, okay, well, if my libido is down, I'm a man or a woman, does it help to take the super male formula? You know, should I take more ginseng? And all you're doing is stimulating things that are undernourished, which means that it's like running your car when the oil tank has very little oil in it. You can burn up the motor. It's the same with the body. You can actually burn up the wiring. You can burn up a lot. You can damage organs. And so the reality is, what we want to be doing is exactly the same thing that we talk about all the time. And that is cleanse and rebuild. So if you've never done the transformation cleanse, that would be a good thing to start with, to reboot the body. But on top of that, what we really need to be doing once we've gone through the cleanse is we need to be really doing stress management so we don't let life crowd in on us. We need to also be doing a diet that is conducive to health, not a diet that is just conducive to taste. That's pretty much what it is. You know, there's an old saying that people say, is it okay if I drink coffee? And the saying goes, it's okay if you drink coffee, but it's not okay if the coffee drinks you. So what does that mean? That means that if you can't live without coffee, don't have it. But if you have a cup once in a while, no problem. You know, same with smoking. If you can smoke a cigarette once a month, it's not going to do any harm to your butt. But if the smoke is smoking you, that means that you are addicted, and that is not good. Same thing with alcohol. Now, I'm a great believer that any alcohol is too much, because, I mean, it does so many things. It dehydrates you. It puts so much stress on organs, and people have always asked me if it's okay to have a glass of wine while they're doing the cleanse. I mean, this is how crazy this is. And, you know, I always say, you know, if you're going to drink wine, first of all, make sure, you know, it's organic, just like organic beer. And if you're going to drink, you know, don't do it every day, for heaven's sake. And, you know, don't even do it once a week if you can. I mean, you know, like once in a while, if you go to a party or something, it's okay to have a drink. But, I mean, to make it a part of your lifestyle is not a healthy thing to do. And it's one of the things that will deplete you quicker than anything, because alcohol robs the body of minerals and vitamins. You know, so it's not a healthy thing to do. And believe it or not, this is one of the areas where you really want to be very careful about stress. It is crucial that you not only work on stress for your libido, but it's crucial that you work on your stress for your overall health, well-being, and mental stability. Because it wreaks havoc. And right now, we live in a stress-filled world. And there's nothing we really can do about it externally. But we always can do something internally about the way we react to it. And that's the secret. How we react. So the first thing that we want to do is it's very important that we stop paying attention so much to all the marketing hype about the beautiful people. Because the beautiful people really aren't that beautiful. They're made up. And it's also very important to have a firm concept of what we want. And what we are, and we all want the same thing. We all want happiness. We all want to feel joyful. And we all want to be rid of all, you know, pain and suffering. I think there's no doubt about that. I think everyone would agree that, ideally speaking, if we could have no suffering, no pain, and we could have joy and happiness that's always new, we'd be happy campers. So doesn't it make sense, if that's really our goal, to eliminate behavior that causes us pain? The problem is, a lot of the behavior we have gives us what is called temporary pleasure, which is not happiness. It's like a high. It's like a fix. And anytime you have pleasure, you, by the natural law of cause and effect, you gotta have pain. But if you truly have happiness within yourself, you don't have to have unhappiness. That's the neat part. And so that's really what we're talking about here, is re-evaluating the way we think, the way we proceed with our life, not only just about things like libido and what we eat, but everything. That everything should be directed towards this idea that we are always working towards gaining a stronger foothold on being happy and relying less on quote-unquote pleasures that don't last. Because no pleasure that you can have, I don't care if it's eating a bowl of ice cream or watching a television show, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything that you have that brings you pleasure inevitably is going to end, or worse, bring you pain. Whereas if you can actually work on being happy, no one can take that away from you. And the insane world can't take that away from you. So it's worth seeking, worth working on. So one of the things I always like to review and remind people of is the wonderful things and concepts that we stand behind in Purium that really help all the things that we've just been talking about. Because one of the biggest problems that exists today in toxicity and in poor nutrition is the fact that people buy things that aren't necessarily good for them. You can buy supplements that actually contain plastic. You can buy supplements that contain hydrogenated vegetable oil. Now, why in the world would you want to eat something that's made of plastic? Well, no one in their right mind would. But our fine government allows plastic to be put into supplements, and we don't even have to label it plastic. We can label it things like microcrystalline cellulose. Now, when you put something like that in your body, your poor liver doesn't know what to do with it. It's not part of the program. And so it becomes a very toxic substance. And it's another thing that then stresses the physical mechanism of the body with. And we don't want to do that kind of thing. So that's one of the things that we are very proud of at Purium. We do not use binders and fillers, which frankly are only used by some companies, I should say most companies, because it allows them to make the product faster and therefore saves money, less expensive, because they can make more quicker. And we don't do that. One of the reasons we don't do that is because we're a small company and we all take these products ourselves, and we don't want to eat plastic. We don't want to eat hydrogenated vegetable oils. And we want to eat clean products. Now, another thing that I want to bring up, because it comes to me all the time as a question, is in California we have what's called Prop 65. which requires that products that are produced in California have a label that says that it could cause problems, health problems, birth defects, whatever. And of course, it's very alarming. You know, people see this and they say, you know, what on earth is this about? Well, it's politics as usual, primarily. Originally, it was a law that was passed to identify, like, lead and heavy metals that were in seafood. And then they broadened it to take in more categories. Well, the fact is we at Purium have our own in-house lab. And we check every raw material that we use. And, of course, raw materials come from various places. You know, not just our backyard, obviously. I mean, you know, the company's in Long Beach. Long Beach doesn't have too many farms on it. So, I mean, we are getting raw materials from various places. We try and get as much locally as we can. And so we test every batch to make sure every batch of raw material that comes in is tested for pesticides, is tested for heavy metals, and it's even tested for radiation. We have our own Geiger counter. Because obviously with Fukushima, and we've talked about this before, that's a problem. And you wanna know that what you're eating is not radioactive, it's not gonna glow in the dark when you turn the lights off. So that's one thing that we do. So you will start seeing more of this Prop 65 warning on things, especially if they are produced in California. I'm not 100% sure if it has to be, if the product is sold outside of California and made here, if that's why that label. I'm not positive about that.